Well, once again, welcome to the online version of our Christmas playlist as we come to the third in the series, The Angel's Song, which is coming out on Christmas morning. So we're reading here from Luke chapter 2 and from verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Birth announcements are exciting times. I don't know if you've ever been on the end of a phone call with someone telling you about the birth of a child. Of course, there are different ways of announcing the birth of a child. Years ago, you might have seen it put in small print there in a newspaper. Today, online, you might see a photograph of a child that has just been born. Recently, my niece in London had a little girl. And the first we saw of her was this picture that came online. Of course, if you're somebody grand, like a prince or a princess, you might get that notice put outside of Buckingham Palace announcing the birth of a child. Well, if you happen to be having a baby next year, however unlikely that might seem, how could you outdo everyone else? Forget Facebook, forget emails, or even putting it in the Ipswich Star. How about having an angel appear and announce the birth? There you are in the middle of the night, in the darkness, and suddenly an angel appears, as it did to those shepherds in the middle of the night. Imagine walking down your street when suddenly an angel comes down and tells you what's happened. And then not only one angel, but a whole choir of angels, you know, coming and providing the backing music, as it were, that the birth of an incredible child has happened. Well, that would never happen, would it? Well, of course, it did happen, didn't it? It happened to those shepherds on the night when Jesus was born. First one angel, and then a whole band of angels singing and praising God at the wonderful birth of this child. What a shock those shepherds got that night. It would have certainly made them sit up and take notice, if not just completely frighten them to death. Well, what did the angel have to say about this child? Well, if we listen carefully to the angel's song, we will notice a number of things. Firstly, we notice that this child would grow up to be a savior, one who comes to save. That is the whole purpose of Jesus coming into the world, to be our savior. He came with that express purpose to die, to save us from our sins, to be the sacrifice on our behalf, to be punished in our place, to be our savior. He was also called the Messiah, the Christ, God's King, the Anointed One, the one who had come in David's line, the one that was promised from years before to sit on David's throne and ultimately to rule not just Israel, but actually the whole world, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is called Lord Adonai, the Greek name for God. You wouldn't use the name for God in Israel. That was YHWH. We sometimes talk about it being Yahweh. It was a name that was almost too holy to be mentioned. And yet this child is Yahweh, is the Lord who is stepping into history to save his people. This child was with God the Father and with the Holy Spirit right at the very creation of the world. The one who spoke the world into being is now reduced to being this crying baby in a manger. Why? Because the fact is that God is stepping down into our world, into history. He is coming to be a servant of us. Every so often you hear of a wealthy person who steps into a mundane job and takes on the role that perhaps someone in their company is normally doing, and they just experience it for themselves. There's a story of Barack Obama a few years ago working in soup kitchens over the Christmas period, just humbling himself to serve others. Well, this is the most remarkable humbling of all, that the very Creator God allows himself to become this fragile baby, dependent on a human mother, dependent on human parents for his safekeeping as a child. The God who made you and me is coming to be our savior in this world. The God who put the very stars into space has come to you, and he's come to you shepherds of all people. Shepherds who were considered the lowest of the low, that nobody wanted to bother with, people who were ceremonially unclean, who couldn't go into the temple. If you couldn't get a job anywhere else, then you might get a job as a shepherd. It really was to be an outcast. And yet these angels appear to shepherds and encourage them to go and worship this child, because this Jesus has come for people who might think themselves the lowest of the low, like the shepherds. Maybe you don't think of yourself very highly, but God loved you so much, he sent Jesus to come and to die for you, whoever you are, however unimportant you might be. And so Jesus steps into our world, not into a palace, but into a manger trough, into an animal feeding trough. He's laid in an animal feeding trough. But notice, first one angel, but this whole group of angels praising God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to men. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. Peace. Jesus comes to bring peace in our world. There's lots of things that cause there to be a lack of peace in our world. But of course, the peace that Jesus comes to bring ultimately is peace between us and God, a God we have offended by our sins, a God with whom our relationship has been broken. He comes to restore. and he comes to bring peace for all on whom his favor rests. And who is that? Who are the ones on whom his favor rests? Well, we've seen it's people like the shepherds. But actually, it's on any person who will open their hearts to Jesus and receive him as their King, as their Lord, as their Savior, as their Messiah. He comes to restore us to God, to give us a new hope and a new future, the promise of eternity with God. You know, on that first Christmas night, there was no room found, was there, for the baby Jesus? No room in the inn, no comfortable place to lay his head. The only place that could be found was a stable and a manger bed. But I wonder if there is any room today in your heart on this Christmas day to receive God's most precious gift, his indescribable gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this Jesus stoops into our world. He stoops so low in order to raise us to glory. Are you still saying to him, sorry, no room, no room in my Christmas for you? Or do you gladly this Christmas day come and worship just as the angels did, gladly acknowledging Jesus as Savior, as King, as Messiah, as your Lord? May God bless you this Christmas day.